Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Oh, love a good home hack. If you've got pets, specifically dogs for this, and you find when you're hoovering the carpet, it's not doing a great job, even if you've got a fab hoover. Here's a top tip. This might sound alien to you. You've probably got one in the house. You used to clean the windows. Squeegee. Telling you now, even after you've hoovered, squeegee along the carpet. It's a bit laborious, this, but it works. Down the carpet, up and down the carpet with your squeegee, and it will pick up all of that dog hair, and you're going to be left with a mound of the stuff that the hoover didn't pick up. It's crazy. Saw one on TikTok as well. Fella painting his house and doing the banisters of the stairs. In the video, he put a rubber glove on and then a sock over his hand. Yeah, so rubber glove first, then the sock. Put his hand in the paint and then rubbed his hand up and down the banisters. I'm doing the image here when everyone's looking in. Yeah, but it works, apparently. So it's not nearly as difficult as getting the paintbrush to those banisters and the lats in between. That's what I'm talking about there. If you ever spill candle wax on a piece of furniture, don't risk ruining the finish by trying to scrape it off. Instead, and this is a good tip, fill a plastic bag with ice cubes, place it over the wax, let it sit there for a few minutes, and then it's cooled down and hardened, and you can just pick it off. If you're having a hard time getting the dust off your blinds, all it takes is a few items you've got in your house already. Wrap dish towels around either side of a pair of tongs, secure them with rubber bands, and you've got your very own DIY duster. Isn't that nice? That's amazing. This is one that bothers me and has done over the years. I normally just let them soak, especially if I've made something in the frying pan or even the wok. Just at the end of it, and you let it soak there for a good 10 minutes and it's just not doing the job. So if you've got food at the end of your pan that's just not budging, the tip is to fill it with hot water and drop in an Alka-Seltzer tablet. Seriously, an Alka-Seltzer tablet. Let it sit there for about 15 minutes and it'll wipe easily. The bin and the bin bag. I never knew this, and I'm going to do this when I get home today, because my wife bought a bin recently, one of those snazzy jobbies that is battery-powered lid, and when you walk by it, the lid opens. It's all very good, but when the bin fills up, it's near impossible to get it out of the actual bin itself. So the bin liner's like, you know yourself, and you're pulling the bag. So the tip is to drill a hole at the end of your bin, and that'll get rid of that vacuum that's sealing the bag in there. I never even thought of that. But that's the one thing I'm going to do when I get home. I mentioned this much earlier this morning in relation to the home hacks. But before the pandemic, I was in a friend's house because he bought a house recently. And it's a fab place. And I was always admirable of his kitchen because all of the units, they're wooden units, and it all looks fab. And he's loads of stainless steel stuff. His microwave, his oven, the kettle's even stainless steel. But the one thing that impressed me when I called out one evening was this underlit cabinets. And I thought, wow, I'm never going to be able to afford that stuff. I said, well, how much? He said 20 quid. And I didn't believe him. What he did was he got those LED thingies. Do you know the LED circular lights? You put them, and there's a little bit of a sticky bit on the back. You put them underneath the units, and they're battery powered. And he stuck those on in the evening. So it looks like you've got this underlit kitchen. And it looked amazing. But 20 quid is all it cost him. So if you want to look all snazzy on the cheap, there you go.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
We'll have more of those on Tuesday morning.